way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
I'm so glad I found that theme song, and I'm happy that we renamed the podcast.
Well, I'm happy you're happy.
Thank you, as you should be. That's a great song.
It is.
It's a perfect song for this.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for agreeing.
Mm-hmm. And now, hello, listeners, and welcome to the I Hate You podcast with the... your hostess, who love to hate each other, Joseph and Carol.
Gonna have to work on that one.
Yeah. I stumbled a little bit. It was impromptu.
Yeah, in real time, that was rough. That's okay.
Well, I didn't hear you coming up with anything.
Well, I was giving you a chance to breathe. I was giving you the space to be creative.
That's a first.
Well, do you see why I don't do it? Because we get dead air.
Listen, it's for dramatic effect.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. We should film these someday. We should video too someday. I got to figure that out, though. That means we'd actually have to look presentable.
I was just going to say, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, but that means I have to be presentable.
You're always beautiful, first of all. Let me just start off by saying that.
Oh, God.
Let me finish by saying it doesn't take a lot. It's not like you have to. It's not like we're on the red carpet.
No, but... usually it's, you know, we do it in the evening after I've done all kinds of stuff, or a lot of times I've been at the gym already and I've worked out and I've showered. So I show up, and although I am clean, the hair is still damp or wet or not combed, and I look a little bit askew, disheveled.
You'll be fine. It's going to be a long time before we do that anyway. I don't even know how to do
it. And besides, I don't have epic hair like you do.
The type of what?
I don't have epic hair like you do.
Ah, yes, that's true. We do need to buzz the back of your head still. Like we've been saying that for weeks.
I do need a fresh buzzing.
Weeks.
Dude, I've been so busy.
At least 14 days we've been saying that.
Yeah.
2 whole weeks.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
But really, it's your job, so I feel like you're slacking.
That's fine. I'll do it. After this, we can do it.
Okay.
What's been happening? Been an exciting week? We're a little late with our podcast this week.
We are, but, you know, we had some stuff going on.
Yeah, life happens.
Life happens.
We're late. Not pregnant.
No.
But late.
Not an option. Yeah.
Not an option. Failure is not an option. Pregnancy is not an option.
Not all up in here. There'll be none of that.
Are you sticking to the chair?
No, I'm cold. That's what's going on this week. I'm being tortured, everyone. Tortured.
First of all,
in my own home,
we only waterboarded you once, but the constant torture you're referring to is the air conditioning. Yeah, it's on. It is on.
It's awful, and it's far too early in the year to even have it on.
Dude, it's been like 82 and humid. It's the perfect weather.
Today was the only slightly humid day.
Doesn't matter. It's been 82.
But we have had incredibly beautiful weather. And the only reason I've agreed to let you turn the air conditioning on the last few days is because the dogs can't stand it at night. They're old, and they start panting in the middle of the night, and it disrupts my sleep. And we all know I need my beauty sleep.
It would have been on regardless. It was hot. It was getting unbearable in this joint.
Oh, my God.
Unbearable.
No.
It felt like hell.
I've literally been sitting out on the front porch today because it's so cold in this house.
Yeah, after it... No, it was before it rained. Shit. Nah, never mind. It rained and cooled things off a little bit.
Damn it.
So, yeah. What's been going on? You got any hot stories you want to talk about?
Hot stories?
Anything. Hot topics? Hot pockets?
No. I spend most of my life working or working out.
Let's see. So, let's talk about your workouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in crazy training mode thing right now, though. Doing a lot of swimming, a lot of biking, a lot of running.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to swim much this week, though, because the weather was so nice outside that I couldn't drag myself to the gym to swim. So I got on the road, got the bike out on the road, and instead of being on the trainer, which I loved. That
Ride
was nice.
The hog.
Yep.
Nice.
I enjoyed it.
Good for you.
And my leg, my legs are, you know, acclimating.
I know the feeling. Well, not that exact feeling, but I ran every day this week. And then I did a body weight core workout thing that involved lunges and hinges and blah.
That's all good stuff.
But my legs don't feel good in the gym. Freaking mowing the lawn and doing all this shit around the yard. I'm dying. I'm dead. You're... I'm the one that's getting tortured in this house, not you.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You love cutting the lawn.
I don't love cutting the lawn. I love making everything look nice.
You are such an old man. You stand in the doorway after you've mowed the lawn, not once, people, but twice. He mows it twice. And then he stands there proudly with his hands perched on his hips. And he says, doesn't it look so beautiful, as he admires his work.
I'm like a fine artiste admiring the beautiful creation that he's just made. I'm like fucking Da Vinci of the lawns.
Sure. You're just an old man.
Pablo Picasso? I don't know. But come on, I'm on the spot here. I'm on the spot. No, I don't like mowing the lawn. I love making the yard look nice. And that's much more than mowing. We got to plant some grass, got to fill in some holes and plant some seed where there's stuff not growing. It's getting there. And the patio's getting built.
That's right.
So there's a lot going on. It's going to look awesome out there. This might be the first time our backyard will actually look fairly decent this year.
That's not true. Our yard always looks nice.
It doesn't. But I'm going to try.
Okay.
For our big parties.
Okay.
We throw some bangers, man.
We don't.
We have thrown some bangers.
We have accidentally had some good yard parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the parties weren't accidental, but the fact that they last until fucking 3 in the morning and people are falling and puking and getting the wrong shoes and... It's bedlam, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was funny.
Ooh, boy. Man. But, I mean, speaking of the backyard, we're going to become peach people.
That's right. We are peach people.
Yeah, well, we're getting there.
Well.
We are getting there.
Because last weekend was Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day to all you mamas out there. And my incredibly creative children got me a peach tree for Mother's Day.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Very unique gift.
It is. But it's super cool.
So
I said that was a lot of pressure because I'm not a green thumb person at all. And I don't successfully grow much of anything, such as the plant that's currently downstairs in the dining room that whose leaves are look like. They just droop and fall and eventually die. I can't really grow anything. So I told him that was a lot of pressure on me because now I have a tree. How do I grow a tree? I know nothing. I am not an arborist. What do I know about tree growing?
Well, then you better learn some shit quick because that is your responsibility. You're in charge of that tree.
That's rough. That reminds me, when we're done here,
yeah,
I have to go water the tree.
And you've named this tree.
I did.
What did you name it?
My new little peach tree, his name is Morty.
Any rhyme or reason to that? Because it has nothing to do with peaches, it's seemingly, you know. Mm-mm. Savannah would have been a good name.
Mm-mm. Nope. Just because Morty is a silly name.
I see. Morty the peach tree.
Morty the peach tree.
Morty the peach tree is going to go to synagogue tomorrow, by the way. So we have to unplant it briefly. And you might have to look at the rules on that because I don't know if you can water him. It might be fasting for the Sabbath or something like that.
Oh, stop.
Hey, well, you made him ethnic.
I did not make him. You made him ethnic.
No, I did not.
He's just a peach
named
tree.
Him Morty. You could have just named him like Phil.
Phil's not a silly name.
No, but it's a cool name.
It's not even a cool name at all. It's not even fun.
Okay. But yes, we are peach people.
Yeah.
We're going to be peach people. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Peaches are good. Not that I really ever eat them. You've bought them periodically, but they're good. So hopefully once that thing starts producing fruit, we can make all kinds of peach delicacies.
Yep. Such as?
Peaches and cream.
Ooh.
Peach pie.
Peach pie. Peach cobbler.
peach loaves.
That's not even a thing.
Dude, oh my God. We went to a, there's a, our local church had their what's it called? A rummage sale. Went to the rummage sale. And we've gone to this the last few years. I think 1 year, probably 2020, it didn't happen because of COVID, right? But 2021 it did, but masks, all that kind of shit. But mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
But they have a huge rummage sale.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's we always find something, mm-hmm. and we spend a whopping like $7 total or something, and we walk out with bags and or a piece of furniture or something. But they also have a bake sale that coincides with that in there, and they have normal things which are good.
They have normal things like
I had a chocolate chip muffin from there that I just ate for dessert, which is delicious.
Some chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
you picked
we bought
up.
These like brownies with peanut butter in them. Oh, some good stuff.
Yeah.
And then
the best thing we got.
Well, here's my stance on this is that I think you got suckered out of, how much was that? $2?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Wait, but here's why. That girl scammed you. She pocketed those $2. Those things were meant, those things were so awful that they said, give one away with any purchase.
That's
and
not
she's
true
like, I can
all.
Get $2 out of this dum-dum.
Nope.
Nobody would actually
it
pay
was
for this.
It was pumpkin loaf with raisins and walnuts.
God,
and
it's, that's. So gross.
It's so delicious.
Oh,
it is
God.
So delicious.
First of all, I hate any sort of loaf.
I
any
don't know
bread
why.
That
you
has...
don't even like banana bread, which is
right.
Weird because banana bread's really yummy.
Banana bread is really just banana loaf. It's the same fucking thing.
No.
Yes. What's the difference between a loaf and banana bread? Do you buy a loaf of bread?
Because when you say it's a
measure.
Loaf,
anyway.
It makes it like. Like white bread. It's a loaf of white bread.
Just white bread. Racist. Maybe Morty would like a loaf of rye.
New York rye.
But that's so disgusting. Any loaf where they put fruit or something in bread is gross. And to do that and then
you don't
to...
like cinnamon bread? Cinnamon raisin bread?
Is it...
That's yummy.
No, take
Toast
out the raisins.
It. Polish placek, the crumb loaf. Raisins and it's absolutely delicious.
Disgusting.
Nope.
So that thing, pumpkin flavored with raisins and walnuts?
Yeah.
Fucking gross.
Mm-mm.
That's so disgusting.
That
I mean,
so yummy.
I should have taken a stand and not let it even enter my house. That's gross. I'm going to go throw that shit out
house.
Right after this. Huh?
My house.
It's half yours.
It's debatable.
No, it's not. It's literally not debatable at all. You want it all? Okay. So that's where this is going, huh? Yeah. Good God. But it's been a busy week,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
What did you have going on this week?
That was... I think I pretty much described it already.
That's it?
Yeah, I worked out and then shit outside most of the time. Not like shit, took a shit outside. I did shit outside. No, I didn't shit outside. I did shit outside. You know what I'm saying? I didn't shit. I promise you I did not shit in her backyard.
That's not what the neighbor next door said.
The wino?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does she know?
The wino. Oh, yes, people, we refer to our neighbor as the wino.
Yes. But anyway. But yeah, that's all I've been doing. Get done with work and do stuff. That's it. That is
We have
it.
Such an exciting life.
What?
We have such exciting lives.
Oh, my God, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank the people for listening to our nonsense and talking about our right. very incredibly exciting.
Yes. And the reason, oh, yeah, that's right. The reason that we are recording late is because our usual scheduled Thursday recording, I wasn't here.
Yeah, you bailed.
I did.
For bullshit reason. No, it wasn't.
No, it was not a bullshit reason. So our son Mark is graduating with
yes.
his, whatever it's called, nursing science or whatever,
mm-hmm.
For his RN. So he had the pinning ceremony.
Yes.
On Thursday that I've never been to before, but I guess it's a nursing tradition.
Yeah, because even like that day, like someone on the Today Show, they had like mm-hmm. a class of graduates there too that were going to get pinned. So,
yes. So they
we weren't sure if it was
pin,
like a...
They take the little, was it Florence Nightingale oath?
Yeah.
And whatnot. But it was at the, he goes to Trollcare College. So it was it's
not
a
anymore.
Catholic, right. So they had the pinning ceremony at the Our Lady of Victory Basilica.
Yes. very fancy big church, which is a really cool church.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So that was Thursday.
Goddamn young kid's going to go out there and just fucking make more money than we do.
Mm-hmm. Yep, from go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Andrew's graduating too.
Yep.
From his associates, and he's going to end up at Buff State for the next couple of years to get his B.A. B.A. Baracus. B.A. Sports. It's in the game.
And you're so random.
What?
I said you're so random.
That's not random.
You just went from the A-team to, was it EA Sports video games comments? Like one right after, sequentially right after each other.
Yeah, you
that's
got
pretty
it.
Random.
That's not that random.
They're random. To completely unrelated.
EA, CH, their own.
Somebody save me. Save me.
I don't know. I thought I was going to get jumped by those old people at the rummage sale, though, man. They didn't like my sass.
They, yeah, little it's ladies. True. She didn't like your tone.
She called me a smart aleck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should listen to that old man. He was dishing out some wisdom.
Yeah.
He was telling you.
That's so fun. I love messing with people.
I think I won't say every time, but anytime, multiple times we've gone to that particular church's rummage sale, there's always an elder folk that strikes up a conversation with you. One time, one lady insisted she knew you.
That's right, yeah.
She insisted she knew you. Maybe and you wouldn't. My... She asked you your name, you wouldn't even tell her. You're like all suspect of this little old lady.
Like, who do you think I am? I don't know what she was up to. She could have been had nefarious, you know, reasonings for asking me that.
Yes, down at the church rummage sale, the little white-haired lady who had... motives.
For all I know, she's a fucking FBI agent. Trying to get out information out of me for something.
What, like your name?
I don't have to tell people my name. Not even if they're old ladies.
No, you don't have to, but it was a little weird when she asked you and you were all sorts of put off. You were like, why? Who are you?
I do weird shit all the time. What do you expect? It's no different at a church rummage sale.
That's true.
You... wasted so much time today trying to figure out Wordle. It was a rough morning for you with regards to the Wordle game.
It's true. Wordle took me way longer than it should have today.
Yeah.
But I'm sucked in, and you know how I am. I can't just guess random words. It has to be a logical, possible answer. I can't just like throw words in there. Like, once they get to the first two, the only two throwaways, after the first two guesses, they all have to have a possibility.
I've done a throwaway as far as the fifth one before. If I'm struggling, I'm typing in Fargo and hitting enter. I gotta know if there's weird letters are in there. Is there a G I'm missing? Gotta do it. But my approach to Wordle is very different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas... I'm not going to dedicate that. I'm absolutely fine with not getting it. And I don't get it, what, maybe once every other week or something, maybe. There was one day, maybe a couple weeks ago, where I didn't get it 2 days in a row. But I'm not willing to invest that time into it. I'm going to guess. I'm going to give it the old college try. But that has a time limit on it. And I don't time it. But I just don't want to... think about it that much. I'm already bored
by
the time I get to that point.
Sometimes if I'm looking at it and I can't come up with something, I'll put it down. I'll come back to it.
Oh, no. That's a different approach, too, for me. I'm opening it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. If I get it, cool, and that's done. I will not go back to it. The one and done, man.
No, I hit it on when I was making breakfast and stuff. Struggling.
It was a tough word today, though. I mean, metal... is
yeah.
I mean, they throw you for some sometimes, and metal is definitely not a word that is very common. It probably surprised a lot. I bet you a lot of people didn't get metal today.
Are you mocking me?
Yep. The easiest words. Well, shit, the other day too, right? Like, I we found out that Wordle had two different words that day.
Because yeah, 2 days in a row they had two different words.
Yeah, I can't explain the second day one.
Right.
But the first day one, you and I were talking about it after we both got it at some point. And I think the way I was talking about the word and blah, 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 it was a tough one. And then you, I think, kind of breezed through that word maybe. I'm like, really? What were your guesses? And so I look at your phone and your word was, I don't know, what was it? Like steam or something? I mean, my word was fetus.
Yes.
And Wordle, at some point early in that morning, I played it maybe at like 6 a.m., but Wordle at some point early that morning.
There was no rhyme or reason.
No. They said they took that off because of all the Roe v. Wade shit.
Well, I understand that, but Mark did it, and he does it at like 12:02. And he had the same word I had.
Oh.
That's why I said there was no rhyme or reason. I don't know how.
But I saw a story on it.
Yeah.
That said they took it down for that reason.
But yeah, I don't know how some people still got it and others didn't, and what the rhyme or reason on all that was, but it was funny. Real weird.
Yeah.
Because the following day, again, it was different.
You don't go on Twitter much, right?
Hardly ever.
I think there should be I'll use a sports analogy, Buffalo. You know, if something happens with like the Sabres or the Bills, I don't follow a lot of sports. Like I follow like WGR and like Paul Hamilton, the local Bills
sports radio
guy. Right. But what drives me fucking insane is like if they make a trade or whatever, something big happens, right? Those people, those individuals, that station will tweet about it. But then all of them will start like retweeting like national hockey analysts that are reporting on things and stuff. So I end up seeing story about, you know, the Sabres signed so-and-so to a contract like 20 times because they retweet other people. It drives me nuts. So Elon, I know you're listening. This is a feature that you need to include on any sort of Twitter upgrade you do. Group that shit in my feed. Say Sabres, or top tweet in this topic of the things you follow or the people you follow. And if I want to open up and see 20 different tweets on one thing, I can. If I don't, I don't have to. What say you?
What?
Right? It's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
So I'm going
to talk. That really goes probably to across all social media platforms.
Nah, not really. I don't know. It'd be an option. Should be an option.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea. So I'm going to call him after we get done recording and see what he thinks.
All right, you let me know.
Oh, my God. It's funny. You know, he's been trolling everybody, basically, but kind of more leftist. He's kind of calling out some of the stuff around free speech and limiting people, and he's like, yeah, a lot of that comes from the left, blah, blah, blah. But Jeff Bezos got in on the action a little bit, too. What was it? Something. There was a tweet. I think it was from Biden or the White House, whatever. Crap. It says, I'm sorry. I'm not prepared for this.
Scrolling.
You know, Joe Biden tweet. You want to bring down inflation? Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. And Bezos tweeted, the newly created disinformation board should review this tweet, or maybe they need to form a new non sequitur board instead. Raising corporate taxes is fine to discuss. Taming inflation is critical to discuss. Mushing them together is just misdirection. So the two, wealthiest Americans probably, or like the two most influential wealthy Americans, I would argue.
Right. Well, Elon they're Musk like two Jeff of Bezos. The richest businessmen in the world.
Things are so weird. The left is becoming the right. And the right is becoming the left. Look at the left in the 60s. Free speech, love, right? You know, ACLU, all this stuff, protect. Now the left is trying to stop people from being able to say what they think. They're labeling things as misinformation or harmful or offensive and all this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where
they're like, oops, we made a mistake a handful of decades ago. We want to take that all back.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, it's okay for you to say that. I disagree with it. It's you can't say that. But now the right is embracing this. You can say whatever the fuck you want, right?
Right.
They're just, it's topsy-turvy. This world is bizarre. The left is for a fucking war. The left is huge proponents for all this Ukraine shit. And Republicans are saying, like, hit the brakes, all right? Let's, like, Rand Paul stopped that latest $40 billion in spending that was going to go to Ukraine from being voted on because he's like, we need to see what this money's going to actually, which makes perfect sense.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. You can't just start keep throwing.
And we've got the highest inflation we've had in this country in decades. And we're just printing $40 billion. My God. That wasn't a rant against Ukraine or anything like that. It was to point out the differences between the left and the right and how they flip-flop people. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Now, this whole Ukraine thing still...
Yeah,
even, it makes me uneasy.
Like, it's weird. There's, like, groups of senators popping in every now and then. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? You're going to an active war zone? Really? It's silly.
Yeah, the whole
thing... Jill Biden went there?
It still makes me really uneasy, that whole... Everything going on there. And now you've got, who is it? Was it Sweden?
And
Finland?
Finland, maybe, it sounds like. Yeah, Finland or Norway, one of those two.
There were two different countries that were wanting to now join NATO.
Yeah. And Putin's not happy about that either.
Yeah, it's all just getting a little too close to World War possibility kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's scary. No,
don't
me
like
gusto.
It. Don't like it at all.
No me gusto.
Why can't someone just take out Putin? That's right. I'm putting it out there.
Wow.
You heard me, Putin.
Yeah, Vladimir and Elon, both fans. Leaving nice comments. Very nice review by Vladimir of our podcast on Apple Podcasts. So thank you. I, for one, Vladimir, do not support my wife's stance. Okay? I think you're doing great.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want to get whacked by the Russian. Well, they're not the KGB anymore, but whatever they are now, like the FSD or something weird. Mm-hmm. PPP, PPE, OPD, OPP.
Yeah, O-P-P-D. You know me. I was waiting for it.
I couldn't think of it. I got stuck on Orchard Park. It's like OPP. I'm like, wait, that's Orchard Park Police Department, OPPD. Wait. That all went in on my head during that time. Whoa. Is there a Facebook Marketplace post, or did you just forget to turn your phone down?
I didn't turn my phone down.
Great.
Guilty as charged.
Very professional.
Listen. Dude, I'm hawking goods. You got to give me a break.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of Twitter, this comedian I follow retweeted something that is just funny to me. So all this Twitter page does is post mug shots of chicks when they get arrested, like hot girls, you know, pretty ladies when they get arrested.
Pretty ladies?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but it's called mug shotties.
Oh my God.
It's the funniest fucking thing to me. And I scrolled through and I'm like, yeah, they're all pretty cute girls. And, you know, it'll say like DUI. It'll say what they got arrested for. Mug shotties.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's funny as hell. I love that shit. Just silliness for the sake of silliness. COVID.
Sorry.
Long COVID.
No, it's just a tickle in my throat. That's all.
There's a tickle in my throat, and it's got to get out.
Oh,
there's
my
a
God. Lore Berkner. Stop. You haven't had a Laura Berkner-aged child in a very long time. You shouldn't even be singing her songs anymore, because at this point it becomes super creepy.
I wonder what happened to her. We should look her up. She should be a guest.
Sure.
Get her to sing Victor Vasco. Victor. Yeah, what's the name of the song? Victor Vasco. Something Tabasco. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Could you hit more things and make noise that's picking up on the mics?
Could you be ruder and nastier to me?
Could you?
Yeah, I could.
I know you could, but maybe you shouldn't. Oh, my God. So
how do you like that? Huh?
How do I like that? This is going to be a solo podcast.
No, it's not.
I'm going to edit all of you out of this episode. It's just going to be me talking.
All of you? There's only one of me.
All of your audio. How about that? Yeah.
But then who would laugh at your lame jokes?
Everybody.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it at all.
What else you got?
What do you mean, what do I got?
What else you got? Let's hear it.
I don't know.
Nothing, huh? Thank you. We had extra time to prepare, and you're even less prepared somehow than normal.
I am always prepared. I don't know what you're talking
about. Not today, you're not, apparently. Oh, my God.
What? Oh, you know what?
Oh, you're talking. Good.
Yeah. Because I saw this, and... So, do you know who Mark Anthony is?
Is that a singer?
Yeah, you're right, yes. He's okay. Of Latin origin, I suppose. Many years ago, he was married to J-Lo.
Okay, I was just going to ask you if he was married to somebody famous.
Yes,
so, okay.
He was. Well, he's engaged to be married again.
Oh.
He.
To CeeLo?
Oh, my God. Can't talk to you. This is why I don't talk to you. So, he's 53.
Okay.
Okay. He just recently got engaged to a, is she Miss Universe or a former Miss Universe or something like
how
that?
How former?
She just had a birthday. She turned 23.
Jesus. And he was what, 53?
Yes.
30 years older. Good for him.
No.
No?
That's incredibly creepy.
Listen, speaking as a virile 50-year-old man with amazing hair.
It's creepy.
If you can get that.
Creepy.
It becomes
it's
less creepy.
No, it doesn't.
As I think about it more.
No. It's not. It's super creepy.
A former Miss what? Something?
I think she was Miss Universe or something.
She's a legit Miss Universe, not a candidate, not a...
Wait.
What difference does that make? That's a silly argument, Joe. I'm saying, did she actually win it, or was she just one of...
She's one of the
40 people in the world that made it. It's not like the only...
It doesn't matter.
It's creepy. I don't know.
It is.
I don't know about that.
I that whole giant age... I know they say, ages matter, blah, 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 blah. Yes, it does. And I don't understand how you can look at someone at that age, having gone through life, and you don't look at them as a child.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I was being silly before.
Yeah. No,
yeah, 30 years is a lot.
Super creepy. How do you not look at someone when you are...
So
50, so looking at someone that's in their early 20s and you don't see a child because that's what they are.
Let's put this into perspective. When Andrew was born, I was 30 years old. So somebody born
right.
The day Andrew was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's creepy.
Yeah, that is a little bit creepy.
They're just children.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, I'm with you now. Mark, get your shit together. Fucking perv.
She's a gold digger, if you didn't notice. Mark Anthony. In case everyone around you won't tell you, I am here to be honest and true. It's just your money she wants.
You know what? Maybe this turns into the next Johnny Depp Amber Heard case in like 5-6 years.
Maybe.
Could be entertaining. Or not. There's people thinking she did like a bump of coke while she was on the stand. She had like tissues and she made a weird movement. It looked like she raised something up and went, she might have.
I wouldn't put it past her. She's such a psycho.
Yeah, I'm not talking about it. I said I wouldn't talk about it.
You always say how much you hate that whole...
I do.
The whole idea, everything being televised, everything they're doing, you hate it, you think it's dumb.
Yes.
But yet you always have comments about it.
Because I see things. I don't like dig into it, but I see things. But I think people's fascination with that is weird. I don't know.
It's Johnny Depp, man.
Yeah. And she's a crazy woman.
Mm-hmm. And as an older dude, he's still pretty charming.
How old is he?
He's...
60s? Is he in his 60s?
No, he's not that old.
Mid-50s? Hey, don't look
it
up.
I want to say he's in his mid-50s, maybe.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. And now I see I need to know, man.
God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What? Why you got to do that?
I don't know. I saw something that made me think of something that could be funny. I don't know if it all put
together.
He's
58, by the way.
58. All right. Closer to 60, then. There was... I saw this on Twitter, actually. Surprise, surprise. Says, "We will not back down," is like this one of these catchphrases. But
we're not gonna take
it. Yeah, D. Snyder. D. Light. Groove is in the heart. Heart. Nancy Wilson. Wilson. Wilson Pickett. Pickett Fence. And that's where it ends, because I can't think of anything for fence right away. So there. Anyway. Said, "We'll not back down." Ariana Grande and Selena Gomez and more stars sign an ad claiming that they are being robbed of their power over the Roe leak, the Roe v. Wade leak. That they're being robbed of their power. Hmm. One, I don't understand what they're talking about. Power to get an abortion, maybe?
Yeah, power of their own bodies.
You guys are the ones with the vaginas. You already have all of the power. You realize this, right? So they want to hold on to the power to determine what comes out of there, not mm-hmm. necessarily what goes in, because you guys have those things. You literally hold all the power right now. There's no disputing that. As long as a female body doesn't evolve into some like androgynous form in decades and that part gets removed, you hold every single power. So don't worry, Selena. You've got that little hot pocket in there. You are always going to have the power. All right. Speaking as a man, you guys have all the fucking power. All right.
I've got the power.
It's true. We should probably wrap it up soon to avoid you singing again.
Because you don't want me to start going on the.
Oh, what?
This on a rant of all of that Roe versus Wade
stuff. Oh, yeah. No.
We're not going to go down that
road. No. We talked about it last week. I ranted about it a little bit last time. Mm-hmm. We're good. But I will end this on a funny Mark Normand thing that he also tweeted. Twitter's the ultimate source of information in the universe at this point, okay? Just deal with it.
In your universe.
Deal with it.
Universe.
And it's funny because he always tweets little silly things. But this one is really like poignant, actually. It's funny. He says, I just want to be as confident as the voice in my head that tells me I can't do things. That was so goddamn funny. I'm like, that's me. The things that I think I can't do are, I have a much stronger belief than the things I think I can do. It's hilarious.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But we're wrapping this up. Sorry we were late, folks. We'll be back on schedule, as they say in Kannada, next week. I love you, honey.